Welcome to FamotiCast, family. Today is Monday, July 20th. I am your host and female family member of the year, Zach. I'd like to first apologize for the extended hiatus of this program. I would like to say that there are many excellent reasons for my absence, but that wouldn't exactly be true. I'm looking forward to explaining more about what I've been up to right after a brief word from our sponsor.
I put my laundry in the washing machine. It's okay to just leave it there until someone else dries it, right?
No, you should put your trash.
I only drank half a can of bubbly. Should I leave the rest on the counter?
No, you need to put that trash.
After I finish hanging out with my friends, is it okay to leave out the games we played?
No, put that trash. Hi fam, it's me, your dad and or husband and current FMODI, Zach, speaking on behalf of Put Yo Trash. Well, the concept of putting your trash has been with our family since before half of us were born. It has yet to reach 100% acceptance. Putting your trash is much more than just literally putting garbage in a garbage can. It also includes all those other things that may fall under the emotional umbrella of...
Can someone else do it?
Fam, with all four of us reunited under one roof, it's more important than ever that we all put our literal and figurative trash. So let's all make sure that we not only put our rubbish in the bin, but with that we also wash our own dishes, pick up our own messes, and send in our grocery requests on time. Let's put your trash all the way to a better family future. Welcome back. On the last episode of FamotiCast, I alerted listeners that I would be off the air for a week as I traveled to Colorado. Now, 6 weeks later, I feel that I may owe a bit of an explanation for my extended absence. The reason is actually quite simple. I didn't record because I didn't feel like it. Over the past month and a half, I have traveled to 10 states and 2 provinces, and while normally producing a podcast with an audience exceeding 3 people is a highlight of my week, listening to bluegrass music in one of the most beautiful places in the world, followed by 3 weeks seeking out nature's largest and most delicious animals, was even more fun. I'd like to assure all listeners that I'm now returning to my weekly broadcast schedule, unless something else more fun comes along. After all, it is still summer for another month.
Welcome to Zoe's News.
Family members Zach and Zoe's activities were intertwined for the first couple weeks of the hiatus as they attended the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in Telluride, Colorado. I fulfilled a lifelong dream of attending the festival for the first time last year and was thrilled to be able to bring Zoe along with me for this year and her first festival experience. While the week was really just one high after another, we did agree that Watchtower, Leftover Salmon, Shaky Graves, and perhaps more so than any other, Sam Bush, gave standout performances. After Ellie and I witnessed a total solar eclipse together, she told me that she saves snapshots of moments like that in her head. I have long done the same thing, and the moment that I saved from that week was Mr. Bush singing Same Old River with the moon rising high over the stage and the sun setting over the canyon, Zoe by my side and friends all around. Beyond the music, we also enjoyed some great food from both the vendors at the festival and our Telluride favorites. We dipped our toes into a waterfall, played glow-in-the-dark bocce ball at 2 a.m., and drank whiskey around the campfire. There's magic in that place, and I'm so glad that Zoe and I got to share it. After our time in Telluride, Zoe returned to Chicago, where she's been working and taking a class. I look forward to reconnecting with the rest of her day-to-day life now that I've returned to Chicago as well.
And now it's time for Ellie's News!
After leaving Colorado, I flew directly to Iowa, where I met up with family members Molly and Ellie, where Ellie attended her college orientation. Ellie has a lineup of fun-looking classes for this first semester. While there, she also made the decision to double major in event management and hospitality. Most of what she'll be studying this semester will be in classes in her major. After a brief return to Chicago, we again set off on a trip we dubbed Lobsterpalooza. While the trip was too lengthy to describe in detail, I assure listeners that we did indeed dine on lobster as well as many other delicacies. We also experienced multiple elephants, explored new cities, both foreign and domestic, cheered for World Cup matches, and played golf among pirate legends. We hiked up mountains, we pedaled along a river, and much, much more. Now that we've returned to Chicago, Ellie has enjoyed time catching up with the friends that she missed over the past few weeks, as well as preparing both physically and emotionally for her upcoming start at Iowa State this fall.
Up next, Molly's news, which will surely be thrilling.
Family member Molly is continuing her push to read 200 books this year. You'd think that with a goal that high, she'd be happy to read the third book in the Dungeon Crawler Carl series, but she seems hesitant to pick it up. It's hard for me to understand why someone who claims to want a cat so badly wouldn't want to spend every possible moment basking in the literary glow of G.C., B.I.D., Princess Donut, The Queen, and Chunk. I'm sure she'll come around eventually. Please let her know in the comments that it's time to descend to the fourth floor. The Knott family has lost several extended family members this summer. Dorothy, better known as Dottie, most recently of Casper, Wyoming, has embraced her own passing and is anxious to reunite with her husband Dwight on a dance floor in some other plane of existence after her body failed her here. Dottie embraced life. She raised three children, kept up with Dwight's pursuits as an oil executive and rancher, pursued numerous crafts, and most notably was an excellent cook and baker. In fact, if you're ever in Spearfish, South Dakota, you may be able to find her famous taco salad on a local menu. Extended family member Doris Ellen of Elkton, Virginia. Doris loved sewing, quilting, cooking, and gardening. While I don't generally approve of quilters and their fancy-ass needles, I'll make an exception for Doris. Finally, Robert Michael passed away in Fredonia Beach, Florida. Bob began his career working on the Apollo program at NASA, where he made contributions to one of humanity's greatest achievements. Later in life, he found joy in creating original folk art to showcase his creativity and skill, a passion that runs strong in our family. In the words of Wolf Blitzer, may all their memories be a blessing.
Hey, can I get a large soft serve cone and a medium black decaf? That's over here.
With the somewhat chaotic schedule of summer upon us, I'd like to remind family members that the menu will generally be planned about 4 days out at any time to allow for changes. Tonight, we'll be having grilled chicken sandwiches and roasted potatoes. Tuesday, grilled brats or chicken. Wednesday, pesto pasta. Thursday, BLT sandwiches. And Friday, smoked ribs and salmon. I'm currently planning to go to the grocery store tomorrow morning. Send in those requests if there's anything you hunger for, fam. Today's reading is from the Loose Cannons Book of Penne and the Art of Pasta Making, Chapter 6. The day came when the port of Portland, Maine was spied from the crow's nest, and a hush took itself upon the crew. A reading from the Loose Cannon. Family, for centuries, Pastafarians have been traveling to Maine to spread the word of his noodly goodness, and most of us can now count ourselves among those who have made the pilgrimage to that state. Since I did not read any of the verses surrounding the one in today's reading, it isn't clear to me exactly why the band of pirates mentioned were heading to Portland. I can only assume that their motivation was the same as ours, namely, they wanted to eat lobster. The devout have always sought out lobster as a means to dine on a food that takes the form of the FSM. While spaghetti and meatballs, along with other pasta dishes, are considered the most divine of foods created in his image, it is hard not to see him in the tangle of legs, claws, antenna, and tenules, and tail that protrude from the lobster's body. There are so many noodly appendages protruding from one of these guys that you'd be forgiven for grating some Parmesan over the top when you mistook it for a more traditional serving of spaghetti. Speaking for myself, I can say that as I dined upon lobster during my time in Maine, it was indeed a heavenly experience, one that I would encourage all Pastafarians to partake of whenever possible. The word of our Lord. Amen. Thank you to all family members, immediate, extended, and honorary for listening this week. Please like, subscribe, follow, review, and or comment on the show. I intend to return next week with all the news of the family. but keep in mind that it is summer. In the meantime, you can email any news items, family updates, advertisements, or other content for consideration, along with your questions and comments to me at FamotiCast@gmail.com. This week's program was written, edited, and produced by me, Famoti Zach. I also wrote, performed, and recorded the music. Fam, get out there and be the woman you want to be.
Have you or a loved one been experiencing the grumpies?
My name is Naomi, and nothing is going right.
Sounds like you need the turn that frown upside down policy. Feeling sad? Go for a walk. Listen to your favorite music. Think of 5 things you love. Try and understand someone else's perspective. Or just find something that makes you laugh.
Wait, I actually feel better.
That's the power of positivity. Because when one person smiles, it helps everyone around them smile too. Turn that frown upside down. Side effects may include happiness, better moods, and less family drama.